It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than Kitty Fight Club.
There's not much better than that, but we are.
Sure we are. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. Number 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I'm Davin Rosenblatt, joined by Pippi Alex.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe will be here, probably in like an hour.
In a boat.
Yeah, it's been up. On the show, comics in the news as Bill Cosby got sentenced.
Mm-hmm.
School of Fools as a preschool teacher encourages the children to throw hands. A bus driver lets children drive the bus. Harvard honors Colin Kaepernick. And gender-neutral words. And we'll do some scamming scammers with Jane. So I went to the dermatologist today.
Oh.
I got back-to-back doctor's appointments. Tomorrow's the dentist. So.
Look at you getting all fixed up.
Yeah,
purdy.
Rather rare for me. Well, I went to the ball game a couple weeks ago, the football game, and I felt like a burning on the back of my legs. I didn't know what it was.
What do you mean, like a burning?
Like
on the,
I felt like something was scratching my calves.
Oh, interesting.
And I didn't know what it was.
Were you in direct sunlight? Did you think it was sunburn, or did you think it was something like...
Oh, like on the back of the chair, sharp.
Oh, no.
That's what I thought it was.
Wow.
Yeah, I was in direct sunlight, but it's the back of my legs.
No, something's... Okay.
So I didn't know what it was, then I was itching on the way home. I didn't think much of it.
Yeah.
But it hasn't gone away. I mean,
yeah.
It's not really that. It hasn't been that itchy for a little while. So it hasn't gone away. So I'm like, you know what? Let me go to the dermatologist. I don't have a dermatologist. So I, you know, found
you had to find one. Yeah.
I mean, I don't have an anything really. I have a dentist.
Right.
But I don't have an anything. So first of all, can I just say nothing makes me feel like I need an adult more than filling out paperwork like for the first time at the doctor's office.
You need an adult to help you?
Yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, yes. Like I was like, I don't know. I don't know. Am I the primary on the? I don't know. I know my birthday. I know my name. That's the information I can give you. Anything else? Really, we should call an adult.
Well, you know what? It's funny you say that because at the day program, pretty much I'm in paperwork hell all the time and trying, and I have to like. Do this stuff, and I've been doing it for years, so I'm kind of good at paperwork. God help me that's my big stupid person trick. But Mr. Helix, sometimes we're sitting in, you know, an office or we have paperwork in front of us, and he looks at me with a big deer in the headlights, looks like, can you work out some of this?
Yeah.
You know,
and also I'm not allowed to write because my handwriting's atrocious. So it's usually give me this.
Yeah. Let me have that, what young man. What are you doing?
Is that a tic-tac-toe board where your name's supposed to be? Are you doing hieroglyphics? They just want the day of the week. What's wrong with you?
I know. It's like, oh, is that what that... Well, I mean, when we were coming back from England, the declaration card that you have to do to get through customs, get back in the country... I had to do it 3 times.
Oh, really? You are retarded.
No, I do paperwork all the time, but they would have a question like.
Have you been by farm animals?
I know. No, but it would like have the question on top of the line you're supposed to fill it, and then they'd switch to the bottom.
Yeah,
and I'm like, wait, I put things in the wrong place. Oh, fuck me. I had to do it 3 times.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass. I mean, fortunately, I filled out that enough. I've traveled enough. But yeah, I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh. I don't know. I don't, and they won't accept that from an adult.
I know.
My guardian's not here. I just got dropped off, and I need help.
I need to phone a friend.
It's just awful.
I know.
So, I mean, I filled it out kind of.
Yeah.
Apparently not correctly.
When they hand you the clipboard, it's like, oh, well, there's so much paper on that.
Well, are you, I'm like, second, what's a sound? This is your primary insurance? I'm like, yeah, I don't even know what a secondary insurance is. I have no idea. And these, I'm like, they're like, if you don't have your card, insurance card, they're like, we'll reschedule you for another appointment. They're
Get not, out.
I've never seen that before.
I've never seen that before.
we're not even fucking
We're not playing. No. We're not playing here.
Like, wow, that's not nice.
Oh, yeah.
But I lost my card, so I took my wife's. Because I lost my card because I shouldn't have adult things. And it was a $40 copay.
That's kind of high.
That's what I thought, but because it's a specialist, and it's only only $40. I'm thinking, this is why I don't go to doctors. What type of horseshit is this? You know how much candy I could buy with $40?
Like you were going to do that.
I could buy snacks and treats.
Yeah, well, oh wait, now we're talking.
Yeah, I could buy a lot of Milky Way and Snickers and cakes and cookies for $40.
$40, yeah. You know how many coffees I could get for $40?
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Yeah. Well, Starbucks $5, but
yeah, I know, right?
But it's.
I mean, in a real place.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, well, this is kind of expensive, but all right. So, I'm sitting there and I get inside the waiting for the doctor, and I saw something which I found befuddling. As I find all this because I don't go to doctors.
I know you don't,
and I do well that way. So I look over to my right. And it's like, Christmas is coming, Hanukkah is coming, a gift card! Let me just tell you something. If somebody gives you a gift card to the dermatologist, they think you're ugly as shit. That is not a good gift. That's not like a massage.
No, that's like I've noticed a lump, and I don't know how to tell you.
Listen, you that eczema is out of control.
Yeah, there's this wart that you don't see. It's kind of behind your ear, but
you might want to get that goiter removed. Here's $25 to the dermatologist.
I know, right?
Wouldn't you be mortified if somebody gave you a gift card to the dermatologist?
Actually, no.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
You know what? It would actually be pretty cool because I'm very fair, and I need to get, like, cancer screenings. Give me the money.
But give you the money, and then you could use that money. But
no, somebody, give me a gift card.
Somebody
to
is saying one of two things. Either you are full of cancer, you're very cancery.
I think you're cancery.
Or looking at you, I feel nauseous. Here's somebody who can fix it. That's what I take
this,
from that.
Please get those zits looked at.
Yes, it's like, seriously. All right, clearly you're not watching the late night commercials where they can do that shit for you.
If it's
a proactive?
Yeah. But if it's a gift certificate to Dr. Pimple Popper, yeah, they're telling you something.
Yeah, well, that's what a dermatologist, nobody thinks of a dermatologist. What a lovely holiday treat.
Oh, yay, I'll get those blackheads taken care of.
You know what, give me the fucking socks and tie. If it's a dermatologist, and how much do you give? Because you know the copay is what, 40?
No, I would totally go because now that I'm older and there's like bits grow on you that
you
are
go.
Not supposed to be there.
You go, but you don't want to include somebody who is a give, because a gift card is an impersonal gift.
Kinda,
generally.
Yeah.
And it's like, I really don't fucking know. But but a dermatologist is a personal thing.
Yeah, it's an impersonal thing for a personal thing.
Like Mr. Helix, who loves you probably more than most should.
more than he should, by
right,
rights.
Like he would want you to go to the dermatologist if
sure.
there was an issue.
Yeah.
But he would just go, honey, let's go to the dermatologist. He wouldn't give you a gift card. There's nobody in your life. Well, you and I are very close, I like to
Yes.
say. It's inappropriate for me to give you a gift to the dermatologist. I might give you a gift to Dunkin' Donuts because I know you like to go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
I probably have, and it's just a skosh nicer than cash.
You know what? No, I totally love that because it is personal. It's to a place you know
but
I will go.
But it's not too personal.
It's not underwear.
No. Here's $75 to the proctologist.
Well, proctologist, no. But, well, wait. No, that's the ass doctor. You know I'd use that.
I understand. But it's wrong coming from me.
Yes.
There's
yeah.
nobody where it's appropriate. The gift card to the dermatologist, there's no scenario where that's appropriate.
Davin, here, you know what? Happy Hanukkah. Here's a gift card to the urologist.
You know, get
I
out,
think I your dick like, needs
of,
tending.
Yeah, it, well, it does. But I would think, get away from my schmeckle. What's my schmeckle to you?
An impediment, mostly.
Well, it's rather large. You have to walk around just to get to the seat.
It's just there all the time.
I know. Sitting on its two little balls, having a good time.
And it giggles like that. That little giggle.
It's
scary.
When it spits that you got to worry.
Yeah, I know. But my eye!
Well, that's got to eat. But there's no appropriate... There's nobody in your life that should give you a dermatologist gift. There's nobody. There's nobody in anybody's life that where they know you well enough that they know you're going to a dermatologist, but not informal enough where they give you a gift card or formal enough. A Secret Santa gift.
No, it's really I'm digging your point. It's really an odd thing.
Yeah.
If there's somebody who's like, I'm really concerned about that thing, come on, let's go to the doctor. You have to take it care of. That person.
That's a very personal conversation right there.
It is, but that's usually with your spouse or your parent.
You got a second head growing on your shoulder. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to pretend I don't ignore. I don't see it because it's. I don't want to. It's a very uncomfortable conversation.
Just don't talk directly to it because it'll answer.
I know, but
and it's embarrassing.
I like it. It answers better. It seems a little brighter. To be honest with you.
That hurts my
but
feelings.
You know, if somebody's got something weird growing and you see it.
Yes,
it's very few. You know who's going to address that with you, Mr. Helix?
Yeah,
or Gimp Helix. Nobody else.
Actually, you know, no, I have like close girlfriends who work in the health field.
All right, they're professionals,
and they would look and go, you know what? I don't want to alarm you, but I'm a little concerned about that
mole.
They're
professionals.
You should see that. Have that seen too.
They're professionals.
Yeah.
You and I are very good friends.
Yeah.
It'd be weird if one of us said, because we don't have medical backgrounds.
No.
I mean, my initials are DR, so it's close.
Get that on your license plate, and you'll get it. You'll finally get some of the respect you deserve.
Listen, that boil is winking at me, and it's freaking me out. Do something, woman.
Oh, that's from my time when I worked in radiation, you know.
I mean, there's just no scenario. You could say, you know what, I'm a little... I see what's on your neck is growing, which would still be an uncomfortable conversation. But it's never followed up with, and I got you a gift certificate to the dermatologist.
That's like so pushy.
Exactly. And I have to know who your dermatologist is. You just don't give out random. Because then you have to know, especially at this place, you have to know if they're in the network.
In the network.
Because they ain't talking to you if you don't have a credit there.
Apparently. And it's like, how much of a gift card do you give me? Thousands of dollars?
It's so
that I can get...
ridiculous!
It's a really, really odd thing.
All right. So, I might actually have to talk about this in my act. I might bring this up tomorrow.
A gift certificate to the dermatologist.
Yeah, I got to think how this would work in a bit. But I was just saying, they go, this is absurd, and I don't like this one bit.
I think in your bit, somebody gave you a gift certificate to a dermatologist.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. But, yeah, so you agree, that's no.
No.
It's not like a massage or a hairstylist.
I don't even want that. I don't even want that, really, from the Secret Santa in the office.
No. It's not like a mani-pedi. It's completely different.
Totally different.
Mani-pedi, massage, hairstyle, that's relaxing.
Here, get some of those moles taken care of.
Yeah, it's too much. You seem a little cancery. suntan lotion seemed impersonal, so here's a gift certificate to the dermatologist.
Yeah, well, you know what? That was preventative, but you're old, so here's reconstruction.
Yeah, there's just no way. It's like getting somebody a gift certificate to the plastic surgeon. I noticed your tits are sagging. Here's a grand.
maybe we can get that lift that you really need. I mean, that you've been talking about. I could see one of my, like, I have this little close group of girlfriends. I could see one of them taking me aside and going, look, you know, you have that little thing on your neck.
But we're not talking about that.
No.
We're talking about
a gift certificate.
Exactly.
Here.
You know, a close person would tell you what to do. And I have somebody. If you need a dermatologist.
Right. I have a recommendation. Yeah. But not a gift certificate.
But I don't feel comfortable enough, you know, giving you cash. So here's a gift certificate to the dermatologist.
To make you go.
Just the most ridiculous. Now, I'm probably missing something that what dermatologists are good for. But this was like a real office with like real doctors running around.
I mean, dermatologists themselves, skin cancer and
warts.
Like if you have something that has to be dug out
or frozen
some
off,
some growth.
Yeah.
Apparently they pop pimples. I didn't know that that's what they do.
Okay, well, yeah.
Yeah.
That was something I had under control as a youth.
Yeah, I could take care of this myself, thank you. There was a
hey,
guy.
Hey, I noticed the steroids are kicking in. You got that back knee. I know someone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. There was a guy in that Dr. Pimple Popper.
Wait, this is a show?
It's a real show. You don't know about this?
Why would I?
Okay, it's on in the middle of the night for people who can't sleep.
And, what, is this on like E?
No, it's on...
The Learning Channel?
No, it's not even that. It was like, not, I want to say...
Velocity?
Not Bravo, Lifetime, something, I don't know.
Wow.
But it's on at night, and she is this lovely little woman who, originally it was on the internet. And then she got a TV show. And so they would have videos on the internet of her just like squeezing zits. And she's got this little tool that she uses. It's like the teeniest little spatula with a hole in the center. And she presses down around the zit and stuff squeezes out. It's fascinating to watch.
What happened to a pointer and a thumb?
I know. Well, that's the bad way to do it because it hurts
you
your
just
skin.
Clean off the mirror and you call it a day.
But there was a guy, he was just...
This is taking a turn.
Every single pore on... He was an old dude. Every single pore on his nose, every last one was gunky and yucky and and she was just like cleaning out. I'm like...
Just a day at the office.
She could spend hours and he would still have plenty to work on. It was unbelievable. It's like, how does your nose get... Have a washcloth?
You know what he needs? Gift certificate.
Yeah, he does. He needs several.
And he needs to stop eating at fast food places.
No, he needs to just like scrub his nose. Oh my God. Like, soap is good. Soap is really good.
Yeah,
and astringent.
People have chronic skin issues.
I guess he had some kind of disease that an issue that made this happen. But I was like, ooh, it was amazing.
I'm sitting there and the doctor comes in. And I write down that I have a rash.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, so what are you doing for this? What are you doing for it? And I go, this. That's what I said.
You're looking at it.
Yeah, it's like, you're a dime.
What are you doing for it? Nothing. Not a thing.
Nice of you to come over to my place. Oh, wait, I'm at the doctor's office.
Oh, that's right. And, you're the person that deals with this, right?
Isn't that like a weird thing to say? Like, what's she got?
I guess, though, sometimes people will put it off, and they've tried this ointment and that thing, and it's been festering for
a
while.
But they ask if you're using anything, yeah, like you're using any medication, like when you fill out the form and everything.
I guess she wanted to see, has it been festering, and you've been, like, self-treating, and what did you do to it, or...
Oh, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm like, this. And then she's like, rubbing my calves.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And she's like right below me. Like,
wait,
this is
wait,
awful
wait, slow
time.
Down,
yeah,
slow down.
Exactly. It could have been. I'm like, this is an awful time to fart. That's what you think. Like, don't fart, don't fart, don't fart, don't fart. Because this will be embarrassing for everybody. Like you're going to be talked about at the office party if you draw.
But wait, she's like
I'm
right,
standing.
You're standing, and she's got her head where exactly?
Yeah, she's bent down, and she's like rubbing my calves.
Yes. Yeah. Aren't you thinking, don't do other stuff too?
Oh, I'm like thinking, well, this is going to be, if she was younger and hotter, this was, dear penthouse.
Yeah, I know. And, I'm picturing like the low-cut blouse, bent over.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hey. So how does that feel right there?
I went in for a rash. Then one thing led to another. And
things got rash.
It got crazy. And now I have 20 gift certificates to hand out.
I think I'm using them for myself, however.
So she's like rubbing my calf.
Yes.
And she's, oh, it's very smooth here. Do you shave? Do you shave back here? I'm like, no, I was just made that way. What a weird place for me to shave.
Are you a swimmer?
but on the back, like, because like the front of my leg, I mean the back of my calves.
You have a manly enough amount of fur on your legs, but there are spots, I suppose, that it's been rubbed off by like athletic socks, or it just doesn't grow as thick there.
I just jerk off my calf. That's what I rub it off.
Really?
That's what I do.
And she was helping.
You have enough fur. Thank you.
No, I'm just saying that it's not like you're like, you know, you're shaved within an inch of your life. You've been manscaping for hours before you went there.
I'm not going to the dermatologist until I shave my calves.
I'm just saying that you look like a normal guy. And
I'm going to the dentist tomorrow, so that means the past week I've been flossing. We get that.
But that's what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Please, I would take a mini jackhammer to my teeth before I go.
You should.
Don't. I don't want to be embarrassed.
I don't want to go to the dentist tomorrow. Nothing good ever happens. I mean, I never have issues, but it's just it's a day.
No, it's just not fun.
No, it's not pleasant. Not talking to you while they've got their fist in your mouth.
Although I love my dentist.
Yeah, dentists are great. I never see that. The dentist comes in after all the work's done.
Yeah, I know. This poor woman has been, like, going to town trying to get...
Oh, they love to pick. They love to pick. There, let me get Captain's hooks. We found this from the Peter Pan collection.
I just want to know, like, did everything that I've eaten in the last 6 months, like, dive underneath my gums and you're digging it out? Because it seems like they have a lot of work. And I do brush and floss, you know?
Every time. It's like, all right, it's looking good. Maybe do a little bit more flossing. Have you been flossing? What type of floss do you use? What type of toothbrush do you use? The metal one. No, not the vibrator, the other one.
No, that's not a tooth.
Well, it's the same shit all the time. We've been doing this shit for years. Nothing's changed. You know, when I want to get crazy, I'm not switching up my dental hygiene. That's not how I'm...
What?
All right, time to shave the calves and switch toothbrushes. I'm a wild man.
Yes, you're grooming differently. Is everything okay?
Do I seem like my life is that pathetic that that's what I do to change it up? Shave my calves and switch my dental hygiene. Is that where I am?
Listen, you know what? You never know with people. All of a sudden they have this like middle-aged crisis moment and then they're shaving stuff. You don't know. You don't know. They're buying strange sports cars. They're slapping on different cologne and wearing Kiana's shirts.
Fine, that's also...
Kiana.
That all sounds delightful. It's not shaving your calves.
No, I do. I need to.
So that was...
That is really odd. So what the hell was it?
She thinks like there might have been something on the seat where I was sitting where they didn't clean it properly. Somebody before had something. She's like, because it's only there.
So did she say it was a contact dermatitis?
A what now?
Contact dermatitis.
Yeah, I think that's, but she's like, yeah, it's not infected or anything like that.
Yeah. I will break out into hives or rashes for no reason at all.
It's called Tuesday.
No, I know, but like... You've seen, you know, my arms look like I scratch them and beat them.
Listen, we've often felt that a burqa would be proper dress for you.
I had these rashes up and down both my arms at one point. I don't know what they're from. Dermatologist was no help. And I'm like, that's great. So I just had to wait for it to go away. And so now I look normal again. Yeah. It's gone.
It's gone.
But it could come back at any moment. It's just, I should live in a bubble.
Yeah, we'd prefer it.
Yeah, I know. It would be good.
So yeah, so it was so that's what it was. Nothing major, so I got some topical stuff that I'll put on later on.
Ooh, do you need help with that?
No, it's like a steroid, so I guess that means I can't play Major League Ball for a few months.
You're getting drug tested, are you?
But I'm like thinking, it's like, well, is there anything else you need to check out? She's like, well, you know, you're with your skin a lot. I'm like, yeah, pretty much all the time.
What did she say? You're with your skin a lot?
Yeah, like you're with your skin all the time. Like, I, you know.
What an odd way to put that, though.
I guess, like, people, like, you know, people are good at checking themselves out.
Usually I unzip it and I put it away at night and I put it back on so I can go out in the world. My skin.
Huh.
My skin suit.
That was creepy.
Yeah, I know. That was the point.
you nailed it.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
But, yes, like, you know, I'm not, I, you know, I really should have thought about that. I really should have given myself a thorough inspection. I'm like, no, I got two annoying calves. I just want to get this shit done. But at $40 a pop, I should have had everything looked at.
Oh, yeah, no.
I should have just been in there naked. Hello, doc.
Yeah, yeah. Soup to my nuts. Check it all.
Let's go. Time's a-wasting.
You know what, though? When I go to the dermatologist, yeah. Oh, it's an experience for them. There's lots of things to look at.
Yeah, but that's what it is when you get. But I'm just not interested.
So pale.
I'm just not interested in anything. Oh, you know.
No.
I'm not.
I had a thing. I know that you love to hear about my things, but I had a thing, a weird thing, pop up on the top of my thigh, and at first it just looked like, I don't know, like a tiny little bump. So I ignored it, and then it turned into looking kind of like a hard pimple, and I'm like, what the hell is that? I left it alone.
Ingrown hair.
Well, that's what I thought. And I'm like, this will sort itself out. And then it got a little bit bigger, so I thought it was a pimple, like, getting bigger. And I'm like, maybe I should, like, do the old thumb and forefinger number on
this. Then
it
started wearing clothes, and I was concerned.
It started speaking to me. No, then all of a sudden it morphed into this, like, almost like a clear patch of skin, but it was like a thick clear patch of skin, almost like I had a window into my leg, and then it started turning like bright red, like blood, at like purpley red, and then it would go clear again, and then it waxed and waned.
Maybe it was the terror alert.
It waxed and waned like the tide in my leg. I was like, what the fuck is this?
That's not something you share with people.
No, it was little, but it was just the weirdest, and I didn't know what it was. So I went to the dermatologist to get checked, and I'm like, what's this now? This little, porthole in my leg? And I don't remember him having a name for it or anything.
It's Bill.
He's like, oh, it's nothing. I'm like, it's disgusting. Can you please take care of it? And he's like, oh, but that would be like elective. And I'm like, pretty please with sugar on it? I can't have this like waxing and waning with the tides, blood window. It's freaking me out. You know, I'd look at it. I'm like,
elective, so that would mean it wouldn't be covered.
Right. I don't know what he called it, but he coded it so that it was covered, and he did it. He took care of it.
Well, what was it?
I don't know what it was. It was just this weird abnormality.
People are disgusting. That's why I don't look at myself. If this wasn't annoying, and it's not even that annoying anymore, but it doesn't feel like my leg should. I'm like, I've had enough. I gave this thing plenty of time to get rid of itself.
You know what? I would like a antibiotic ointment spa treatment all over my entire body.
I have a gift certificate for you.
I'll take it. Could you just wrap me in bacitracin and seaweed wrap and steam me like a dumpling for about an hour?
You're my little dumpling.
Thank you. I was like, I would just like to steam everything clean and off.
You know, I was even like debating. I'm like, should I even go? I'm like,
sure. Hey, yeah.
I went, so.
Yeah, you know what? This is good. This is progress for you.
Yeah, going 20 in 20 minutes of show stuff out of it, so it's worth it.
That's the only reason you went.
$40. What I spend for you people?
I know. Look at that.
Yeah, you people, though.
Oh, I know you did.
So what's going on with you?
You know, not a heck of a lot. Very brief cat update. Had his staples out.
Oh, very good.
I know.
Now we can go through a TSA without setting off the alarm.
So he looks less Franken cat. They're very tiny. Ding, 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 ding. It was done. Amazing. So now he has one more week locked in the bedroom with us, and then he is ready to roam and beat up the other cats and do whatever the hell he wants.
Oh, he's aggressive to the other cats?
No. They just, like, every once in a while will give each other the side eye and then start batting with the paws at each other.
To the stink eye.
Yeah, well, that too. It depends on how close they are to the box. Huddle.
A lot of traffic. I'm in standstill. A lot of flooding. I'm in standstill traffic. I'm looking at 7:45.
Did you hear about the Connecticut Turnpike?
No.
The Connecticut Turnpike had to close because it flooded so badly the cars were trapped in the middle lane. They just, like, it flooded up past their wheel wells and they were stuck there.
How are they building this shit? It's like they don't build it with water in mind.
Well, apparently they went over to the like a sewer grate, like a drainage thing, and they were figuring that something got caught there, and that's why the water wasn't draining like it was supposed to.
Yeah, it always happens.
Yeah,
but it's not even like heavy leaf season.
No, God, there were bodies. I don't know what they think was caught in there.
So that's so we might start the second portion of the show without Joe.
Okay. What can we do? Because he's stuck.
He's stuck. Poor feller.
Yeah, it's bad.
So that's all that's been going on with you? That was it?
I have been watching this TV show. Did I tell you about this? It's called Shut Eye.
No, I hope it's better than Pimple Popper.
it's good. You know what? It's just... I got hooked on it. And we have, at the day program, one of my coworkers... We have a TV in the break room. And one of my coworkers were nice enough to hook us up with her Hulu account so we can watch stuff in there. So I'll sit and watch TV at lunch. And I got hooked on the show, Shut Eye. And the thing is, only after I got hooked on it did I find out that they're not going to make a season 3.
That's why you can't get invested in TV shows.
I know! Motherfucker! And I mean, there's like... People, like, come and go in the room, and they're like, oh, how's it going? I'm like, she just slept with his therapist! You know, like, and they're like, oh, okay. I'm like, it's my story.
I get invested in shows, too.
I know. And I'm, what do you, oh, Storius Interruptus. I still have a little bit more of season two. I'm finishing up to where they left off.
We have Amazon Prime now, and we haven't used it. There's like shows on there that we want to watch, but we're so far behind on shows.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's like, when are we going to have time to watch all this stuff? I will find time. And then you feel like it's a duty when you have a DVR, because like right now we're like 96%. So now it's like every show has to be super important to be recorded, but there's like things that are set to record. It's like, why? It's like, do we really need these two My Cats from Hells on there? When is the time to watch this?
Really? I understand that used to be the thing with TiVo, that you'd get behind on your shows and this TiVo would record them for you, and it also suggest things it wanted you to watch. It would record shit you didn't even ask for.
This doesn't suggest anything, no.
Oh, apparently that does that. I don't know. I don't have these things. But I watch too much television as it is. All I need is something going, here, I backed up a whole lot more viewing pleasure for you.
I don't watch enough.
You don't watch enough TV?
I don't watch enough TV.
What do you mean, to be like current with what's going on?
Like, or? I always have the news on in the background.
Yeah, I know.
But you know why I always have the news on the back?
It's either sports or news when I come over.
Well, yeah.
Unless every once in a while you're watching a movie.
Yeah, I got to finish up my Star Wars. Ooh, new Solo's out.
I've
seen it, but I got to go get the Blu-ray.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the law. Because I must own every Star Wars movie.
Well, but I understand those things.
Makes no sense.
No, it does. Yeah. Collectors like to have the whole shebang.
Am I a collector?
Not of very many things.
No. Got the baseball. The baseball cards are growing.
I was just gonna say. I'm looking at them now.
Oh, this isn't even. There's much more in the storage unit.
Oh my god.
Because the wife's uncle gave me a bunch of his stuff.
I know.
So I got like all some old Cooperstown bats in there. And
what?
Yeah, they're not worth. I don't think they're worth it. They're like commemorative of like Yankee World Series.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
I don't know. I don't know how much this stuff's worth. It just, you know, I just collect because it keeps me out of trouble. You know, it's like I do it while the game's on. It's like, oh, let me just go through these cards, sort it. It's better than doing something deconstructive.
Yeah, well, like what? Like setting the neighbors on fire?
Yeah.
Mm.
That could happen.
That's bad.
Yeah. People frown upon that.
Generally.
So we should do that. Yes. So a little while ago, this happened several weeks ago, but I didn't get a chance to talk about because so much other stuff has been going on. But, So we took the daughter and her friend whitewater rafting.
Whoa!
Why is that whoa?
Well, I mean, that's pretty adventurous. It depending on the course and everything, it goes from, you know, being like, yee, this is a lark, to, oh my god, we could die.
No, we like to do it when they open up the dam, so there's a lot more water and a lot there. No, seriously.
Sounds insane.
That's what they do with like the Corps of Army Engineers. They open up the dam like on the weekends to release water.
Yeah,
it goes down, and that there's so much more water running than other times of the year. So that's like on the weekends they do that. So
oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, I'm not gonna bullshit. Yeah. I'm gonna white water raft. Not gonna bullshit. I'm gonna white water raft. I want to have fun.
Yeah,
I'm not looking for the lazy river.
Oh, I would like that.
The lazy river.
Yes. Just but you know, it kind of seems like you would really freeze your tuchus off and bake the rest of you that's up on top of the, like, circle.
Yeah, it can be chilly.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, you go in the middle of summer, it's not chilly.
No, I know.
So this was, I guess it was the last week in August, Labor Day weekend, that type.
Okay.
So we went, the wife and I went a couple of years ago, and I also went as a kid with my dad. So they briefed us on what to do. So the raft will be me, the wife, and two 11-year-olds.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, this is heavy currents, mm-hmm. not easy to steer.
Right.
You know, they usually like a little bit more manpower. And by manpower, I even mean adult women.
Yes, yes.
But this is what we have. They say if there's not a lot of experience on the raft, pick somebody with a big mouth. The three of them look at me.
I have to say, the minute he said that, I knew who was elected.
But I don't think that's accurate or fair.
No, because, well, I do know the other members of your family, and I think that there was more than one candidate.
I am probably the quietest one.
Yeah.
I'm more quiet than the wife.
Yeah, she's more of a, you know, outspoken leader type.
Well, I'm a leader.
Yes, but
here's the thing. I lead in things I'm confident in that I can lead.
Yes, yes. Not just
like if I feel like I can get us to where we go because I have experience or the know-how, I will lead. I'm right. Also happy to follow if you're competent. But, you know, I'm fine with either way.
Yeah.
Shit that I'm not really that confident, I see no reason to leave.
I don't either. I can see myself bringing people into a quagmire very easily.
It's like, really? Me? I can't even swim, but okay.
Wait, you can.
No, I can't swim. We know this. We've covered this so many times on the show.
And each and every time. Well, you know that I have a little bit of the dementia or something. And each and every time I look at you like, what?
Well, thank goodness I remember I can't swim. That would be awful if I didn't.
Here's a gift membership to
I'm going to go surfing. Swimmer
fun.
Good swimmer. Glub, glub, glub. Oh, glub. No, I'm not.
I know.
I forgot.
But isn't it kind of scary for you to be on whitewater rafting when you know you can't swim if you get into a jam?
Well, I mean, you have to wear a life vest.
Right.
So.
Still, the presumption is you're going to help yourself by swimming, not just Bob. If you're in, you know,
well,
trouble.
The presumption is, what happens is you would go along the side of the raft,
uh-huh.
and somebody would grab you, lean over and grab you, and then lean back.
Okay, that's and then pulls you in. Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes,
oh, okay.
That's the presumption. But no.
Good tip.
But, you know, I enjoy whitewater rafting. I enjoy the beach. But yes, I am not a good swimmer. I'm not a swimmer. I'm
right.
not a swimmer.
Right.
Probably why I don't enjoy cruises so much. Because I figure, well, I'm fucked in this scenario.
I am fucked. Look at all this.
There is
nothing but blow.
Yeah. I don't like that at all. I mean,
yeah.
I go on cruises, but like I feel no control in that. At least on the river, even though many people die in rivers and lakes. Many, many people die in rivers and lakes.
Yeah.
I can see the sides.
Right, right,
now,
right.
Now, I don't have the ability to get to the side. But I can see them.
But you can bob like a mother.
I most certainly will bob. So they elect me, but I'm not very vocal in most situations.
Right.
I'll give you an eye roll all the time.
Yeah, but see, here, our listeners are not going to understand that, because here you're very vocal.
Well, because I have a show to do.
I know, and it's like...
As I often explain to Joe, this talk show doesn't work if we don't talk. I'll ask Joe a question, it'll be one word, and go, thank you.
Well, and also the eye roll doesn't carry on radio.
No,
you know?
But it does in the scenario where people are leading and not leading.
Yes, and so the eye rolling is very effective leadership.
It's actually not effective leadership. It's not really effective following.
No, I know it's not.
But it's also not talking and being vocal.
No.
So somebody can't really give me that much shit.
No, true.
Like, what? I can't control these.
Look at this roll. Oh, look, it's a barrel roll.
I know my daughter a couple weeks ago. Don't you roll your eyes at me. Say, I'm not even looking at you. I can tell. Back of your head.
I can feel it.
Yeah, I felt her.
You can feel it.
I felt her
yes.
eye rolling. Man.
Yes.
So, what?
You're such a parent. Don't you roll your eyes at me. You're looking at the back of my head. But I can feel it.
I know.
But
I'm not a parent because I'm like, if you're going to do shit wrong, be better at it. That's always the message.
Lie better. That's why you would like the show Shut Eye. They're con artists and they teach their kid, look, if you're gonna con people, you better not get caught.
Yes, I'm not teaching her how to con.
No, but I'm just saying, you would enjoy this aspect.
Well, you know me. I expect people to achieve all that they can.
Yes.
So, that's fine.
Whatever you're good at, be the best.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't try to pull it over the wool over my eyes. So, I'm just looking for my notes here. So you really have to work as a team in order for this to work.
Sure.
And it really is a full body workout.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of... the core and the upper body, and you need to hold your leg. Your legs have to be like wrapped underneath the thing in front of you.
Wait a minute. What's the thing in front of you?
Like there'll be like a bar, but not like a metal bar.
Oh, I see what you mean. Just like a bar that you
or
tuck your toes underneath.
Yeah, you tuck your toes in because you're leaning. Sometimes you have to lean back to maneuver. Like
okay.
The oar.
And you have the oar on both sides, right?
Well,
it's not like a canoe. No. You stick to one side,
right?
You stick
to one side.
Okay.
But, you know, depending on the movement that you have to do, sometimes you have to go deeper into it. And
everything.
So it's a strenuous work, especially when you don't have the most powerful people on your team.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So well, I'm just looking for my notes. Bear with me.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm just picturing a pudding like me out there. We're not going anywhere.
So, I really didn't know what I was doing. My daughter was on my side of the raft. Was not much for the paddling.
Okay.
You know, being my daughter.
Yeah, she just gave up soon?
Just wasn't interested.
Okay.
Not really her thing. I enjoyed the ride, but I don't want to do the
work. Not the working.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's, you know her. She's...
Yeah.
So we're doing okay until we get stuck on a rock.
Oh, no.
Getting off a rock can be very frustrating.
Okay.
Because you have to, like, everybody has to go to one side, and you have to bounce, and it's a little harrowing. And people actually, are passing you.
It actually sounds funny.
Yes, it's funny if it's not you.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
It's hilarious if it's not you.
Yes, look at them.
It sucks if it's you. So we're trying to maneuver, and the wife is getting frustrated. She's making faces, she's barking directions, she's yelling.
Uh-oh.
Now, can you envision her
we're
being...
We're having fun now!
Exactly.
I totally picture this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And that, actually,
yes.
I could picture myself doing that, but I'm not doing that.
Right.
Because, you know, in a leadership role, I like to read the team.
Yeah.
Realize I have two 11-year-olds, and mm-hmm. what we're going to need to get through this.
And we're going to let the... What we need to get through this is let my wife bark the orders.
Well, that's what she needs to get
through. Yes.
She needs to do that.
Yes.
It's not really helping anybody else. Helping her.
It's her own coping mechanism.
Yeah, and the girls are looking at me like, what is wrong with her?
I thought you were going to say they're looking at you for guidance. They're like, no, they're looking at you for guidance. Like, can you bring her somewhere?
They're like, oh my God, this woman is snapped. And they're looking at
she's gone.
But again, to the rest of the world,
yeah,
she's the face of normalcy for this family.
Right.
We push her out front. We tell people, no, you don't want to talk to me. She'll be the spokesperson for the
yes.
family. Everybody will be much better off with as little contact with me as possible.
This is true, though.
It is true. I'm honest. I think it's better for the world. I know it's better for me.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, I just feel like as little interaction with me as possible. It's best that way.
No, it works.
So and you know, when you're a comedian, people don't really take you seriously and everything. And she's yeah. got a serious show. So they expect a certain amount of professionalism.
Yes. She has a certain amount of gravitas that you do not.
Except when she's yelling at 11-year-old.
In the middle of a stream.
River while you're stuck on a rock.
Then it's like people are passing and they're rotating their finger next yeah. to their ear and pointing at her.
And it's very emasculating.
Yeah.
But I'm stuck on a rock, so you pick your battles.
Hey, woman! Oh, no, no, no.
So we're on this rock, and of course it's right where they take pictures of you to purchase later.
Oh, wait, this is the best part! This is where they take this. Look at all the glorious fun we're having photo.
And, yes.
And your picture is her red face and screaming, you looking like, oh God, help me, and the kids going, what's wrong with that?
It's like straight out of like a movie.
It is.
Because there's only one place where they take pictures on the whole thing. Because, you know, right a place where they can have somebody station snapping the...
Is this the trap rock so they can get the at least one family is going to get the miserable pictures?
So
everybody,
I guess.
So everybody at the end of the ride can look and go, oh my God, look at them. At least we look better than them. Buy our picture.
Now we have one of the river guides get on the boat to help us. Oh, for boy. A picture.
No!
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God, this sucks.
Yes, it does suck. So now there's five of us.
Yeah. Oh God.
So he's also trying to teach me.
Okay.
So I got the wife losing her shit. I got this guy trying to teach me. I got the 11-year-olds looking. This is very emasculating. It's like, you know what? I'm ready to drown. Let's take this off.
I'm going to just like here. I'm just going to lie underneath this raft. Just cover it with me.
Now, remember last time I told one of these white water rafting stories was several years ago. It was the woman who got attacked by the bee.
Oh, yeah.
That was better because it wasn't me.
This was you suffering. But at least it wasn't with something, you know, small and venomous coming at you. It was just, well, wait a minute. Your wife is a little smaller, small and venomous. But in this particular instance, coming at you.
So Joe's not going to make it in, so when we go to break, he'll do it from the phone.
Oh, no. Is he in the middle of the Connecticut Turnpike?
He shouldn't be.
I hope not. It's quite bad. I think he's probably... He's actually whitewater rafting.
He is.
Right now.
He just needs somebody yelling at him.
He just happens to be in his vehicle.
So he stays on the raft with us for a bit to get it under control.
Mm-hmm.
And then he leaves us to it. We're actually doing okay. I'm guiding us well. Now there are parts of the river where they bunch you all up and you have to wait for everybody. It's like,
oh,
once you get your mojo, it's like, oh, we got this. Oh, no, now we got to bump. And that's the thing. People knock into you. Now it's like bumper boats.
Oh, no. That wouldn't be fun.
No, but you have to do it.
Yeah.
You get to the little screw, you guys. You
right.
You got to wait because you're with your group. So we're in one of these areas now with everybody after a significant stretch of doing well. And now not once, but twice, other boats ram us onto the rocks.
No!
Yes!
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
So we were doing fine. I had shit under control.
Yeah.
I managed to captain us. We were doing fine. Boats ram us onto the rocks.
It's like, you sons of bitches. I mean, they weren't doing it on purpose.
No, but
it's just like, they can't help it.
It's very frustrating. So now we're way behind.
Yeah.
And the same guide has to help us.
Oh, no.
And once you're way behind, it's really hard to catch up.
Yeah.
And you're just like paddling furiously. And it's very tiring.
This doesn't sound fun right now.
So now he takes over captainship in the boat.
Wait.
Now he's in the boat. He's now the captain.
Oh, I don't like
I've
this.
I've lost my captain.
You've lost control completely.
There's been a mutiny.
It's like, yeah, this is kind of emasculating.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Well, while he was on the boat, I asked him to take a look at this growth. You know, now he's going to take us all the way down to the lunch spot.
Okay.
So now we're getting escorted in to where everybody is. Now, the last time we did this river, the lunch spot had some flat ground, but this was a different company. So where they put us was, like, rocky, so there's, like, very few places to sit and stand.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah, so, and lunch is too brief. I'm tired because it's a lot of hard work. Now the wife wants to switch sides with me. She wants to steer. I was steering. When you steer...
Wait, the lunch spot, and then there's more?
Oh, yeah, that's the lunch spot's like the halfway. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we're not done.
Oh, gosh.
She wants to steer. Nobody felt like arguing with her.
No.
So we just, like, acquiesced.
Yes.
So she was having a hard time shouting directions, steering, looking for rocks, and paddling, which is what I'd been doing before.
Yes. It's like, oh, it looked easy, didn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Ah, oh, you were so tough. Now you're not. So now I started looking for rocks and paddling her and telling her where and when to guide us.
You started paddling her?
Yes, that's what I did. The kids looked odd, but they
that's
went
what
with it.
It sounded like.
No, so I'm looking for rocks, and I'm paddling, and I'm telling her when to guide us, like give us directions,
yeah,
and telling us, you know, when to row and not. That seemed to work pretty well.
Okay.
She was happy.
Good.
And she realized how hard it had been while she was doing everything.
Yeah.
But now she gets it. Her bad mood improved, and the kids were happier.
Oh, good.
You know, I still left my balls back at on the bus, but whatever.
You know what, though? It's just like, happy wife, happy life.
That's pretty much, it's like, pick your battles.
Yeah.
And I can't swim, so we're going to suck it up.
Really?
So we're doing well, and we're actually in the front.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing well. Not
well.
And then we got stuck on another rock.
No, bastard. Oh,
and
no.
And we eventually dislodged ourselves, but it was touch and go. We never flipped over, although one raft did. We went up really high, and I would go up to paddle, and there'd be, like, no water. It was just air.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, that sounds terrifying.
It's fun, but yeah. a few hours later, we stopped for dinner. Well, one time I had a... catch the my daughter's friend because she almost went over and grabbed her.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so we stopped for dinner. I got up to pay the bill, and the girls told my wife that more or less she was making it less fun by her yelling.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Because I hadn't said anything.
It's like, you know, this would be really fun if somebody wasn't yelling at me all the whole time. Oh, my God. No, it's like, did you nod at the kid behind your wife's back? Yeah.
I wasn't at the table.
Oh.
I was going up to pay the bill.
Oh.
They struck while I was not there.
Ouch. Yeah.
Now the wife feels really bad.
Oh, no.
And I just told her, I go, you need to relax. She said she doesn't know how. I said, this is all odd because I think some people think I'm the high strung one and I can't relax.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah, but I get... But you know what? I can kind of understand that there's certain situations where you're just like, yeah, this isn't fun, because not every fun scenario for some people is fun for everybody.
But we like whitewater rafting.
I know, but then why was this particular trip like so bad though?
It's harder when you have children.
Yeah.
That have never done it.
Right. Because
you're not having as much manpower.
Right, that's true.
So one of us had a captain. neither one of us really knew what we were doing.
Right, so it's like being put in a position, like in every horror movie or a disaster movie, somebody has to step up. Usually it's somebody that seems somewhat competent.
Right.
You know?
But that person was not on the draft.
No.
But I can get stressed if I have expectations.
Yeah.
Of competence or greatness.
Yeah.
I had no expectations going in. So in those moments, I'm like, all right, this is what it is. Just going to go with it. That's when I'm just be like, chills. Like, okay, this is what it is.
Yeah,
Let's nobody die and we'll have some fun.
Yeah, it's kind of like when there are these places now that people go to painting classes, and a whole bunch of people go and sit and paint the same painting, and you're allowed to bring wine and snacks with you, and it's like, it's a group outing for women most of the time, or families. Well, yeah. And, but the thing is that some people go and they don't enjoy themselves because they're so stressed trying to paint to match the painting. And it's like, no, you're just, whatever happens, happens. It's not a contest. Just enjoy yourself.
You got to pick your battles.
Yeah, but some people find it incredibly stressful. And other people are like, yeah, whatever the fuck it looks like, I don't care. I'm having fun. You know?
And my wife would probably get very upset with me going, you're ruining it.
Yeah.
Why don't you take it seriously? Because I can't draw. I can't paint. I'm not good at this. You're lucky I didn't use my fingers. let's count our victories.
Yeah, that's a nice apple, but we're painting dinosaurs.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Yeah.
And I'd be fine with it. Others might not be, but I'd be fine with it.
No, it's okay. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, but I think people think that she's more in control. And I think I'm usually pretty much in control.
I think that good successful couples, which I consider you guys amongst them.
Fooled you.
I know. You take turns.
Yeah.
You know? Mr. Hillux and I take turns losing our shit.
Sure.
And we don't take turns being the competent one, though, so that's kind of where our ship gets stuck in the rocks.
Well, we didn't really have a competent one on this one, on this outing.
No. I mean, in general.
She got the hang of captaining after I guided her through it and was, assisting her.
But did she give you an attaboy for, hey, that was harder than it looked?
I don't know.
Captaining?
I think she understood, but it doesn't matter. I mean, I'd already been emasculated on the first part between the river guide and her.
Did your balls ever catch up with the raft?
No, I'm still waiting for them. But you know what? At least the children weren't. At least I wasn't ruining the children's good time. So, you know what?
Points.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the most important thing.
Oh, yeah.
When you're taking your child and somebody else's child, you know, you don't want to be the one that, you don't want to be the one they have stories about.
No. Like, oh my God, her mother's so crazy. You know what happened?
Yeah,
don't want to be that person.
Yeah. So I was happy to let her be that person. And again, the expectations of me, I feel are quite low anyway. So.
That's the man who yells at rabbis.
I don't think most people know that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Oh, he's he's not the rabbi whisperer. He's the rabbi yeller.
Yeah, so now she's once a week. Well, let me finish this.
All right.
Anyway, so she doesn't want to go with two kids anymore.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But so once a month, my daughter is supposed to go. We're all supposed to go to a family Shabbat.
Okay.
At the temple, you know, where my kids go to Hebrew
school.
Yeah. And my wife said this to me. I'm like, no. Yeah, I'm like, have fun with that. Not going. Your problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what you wanted to do, not us.
Well, she don't want to do it either.
Oh, no.
And the daughter doesn't want to go.
No. Oh, she doesn't either?
No, but she has to go to that.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, but this is what you wanted.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to learn about the culture. Well, this is part of it. But she doesn't want to have to lead. She does not like leading, talking in front of people.
Okay, and that's part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
She's got a big... in Taekwondo, she's been a black belt for several years. She won't lead a class.
Yeah.
Like, kids younger than her.
Even will non-black, do it.
Yeah, she won't lead a class. So.
You know?
She won't do it. But I'm like, yeah, this... I'm like, no. Enough with the Judaism.
We've had our fun.
Yeah. I've had enough.
Yeah. You've atoned. You're done.
Well, it was very very interesting. Kevin, you know, we know Kevin Israel, of course.
Of course. Do.
So Kevin's getting married this weekend. Mazel tov, Kevin.
Wow, that's terrific.
So he posted a picture. They got their, was it civil?
Yeah.
On a civil license on Yom Kippur.
Did they really?
And they said, oh, Mazel Tov. And I go, and it makes sense that you're doing this on the Day of Atonement because, you know, marriage is constantly saying, I'm sorry.
Might as well have made that your anniversary.
Yeah, nailed it. So, that's that. Anything else?
No, not really. You know me, no life.
Yeah, all right. So, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do, we've got a lot of news. We'll do some Cosby stuff. School of Fools, and we'll see what else we get to. Joe will join us on the phone. So on the break, we got new music from Justin Fay with Let Me Smoke Your Sweet Lips Again.
I'm not sure what that means, but hopefully that will be...
I gotta tell you.
That will be explained.
At some point, somebody's gotta go, you know what, maybe a little wordy for an album?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's a little much.
Yeah, I just don't want to be around when they get lit.
But...
Ow.
So we'll Let Me Smoke Your Sweet Lips Again.
And the flip side, Skin Grafts are great.
Skin Grafts are great. And then we have Just a Jester with Beautiful Day. And, of course, you can learn more about them both at